Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, The Wedding Garment.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus again, in reply, spoke to the chief priests and the elders of the people in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those invited, behold, I have prepared my banquet, my calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is ready. Come to the feast.' Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then the king said to his servants, 'The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find.' The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there, not dressed in a wedding garment. He said to him, 'My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?' But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus paints a vivid picture in this parable. The king has everything ready for his son's feast, his wedding feast. The hall, the food, everything is ready. Servants have been sent to extend the invitations, but no one plans to come to the wedding. In fact, some of the servants who were dispatched to deliver the invitations are beaten and some even put to death. But the king is determined to have a wedding feast for his son. He tells his servants to go out to the highways and the byways and get the people to come. And he is happy because his hall is now full. Happy until he comes upon a guest who is not properly attired for the occasion. This is a direct insult because the proper attire is furnished by the king, so there is no excuse for not being properly dressed. When the guest makes no response to the king's question as to why he is not dressed properly, the king has him thrown out into the darkness. The point of the parable is the fact that the Jews have been invited to share in the good news that Jesus came to give them. But since they have refused the invitation, the good news is now offered to the Gentiles. But what is there to be learned from the part that the wedding garment has to play in this parable? It was the custom to provide proper attire for the guests when they came to such a celebration. They did not need to buy special clothing, neither did they have to pay a fee for wearing them. They had only to accept the garment, put it on, and wear it during the feast. What lesson can we get personally from this? Maybe the lesson is to show how generous our God is. Our God is constantly inviting us to a deeper relationship with Himself. Our God is always the initiator, the one who desires our love, the one who wants to share in every aspect of our lives. St. Augustine is supposed to have said, God created us without our help, but God needs our help to save us. It is not that we are to roll up our sleeves and earn salvation. Rather, we are to extend open hands and open hearts to receive salvation. The wedding garment was provided. It needed only to be accepted. Salvation has already been earned for us. It is only to be accepted. We are all invited, but we must choose to accept the invitation. Dear hospitable God, you want to share your Son with each of us. Give us the grace to be open and eager to accept your gifts of grace, which you are constantly offering us. Amen.